Noel, are you confident that you'd be able to run your full package with Trevor? Is he healthy enough to where, the, in your opinion, that
yeah, I think
that
so.
He'll be able to do everything you want to do?
You got, what, another 8 days? Yeah, 8 days. I think he's good. He's been practicing and looking good. We've had a pitch count on him because, you know, he still has got a little tenderness in his shoulder. But, yeah, I think everybody should be ready to go on the 28th.
Left side, Rob.
With K-State being such a ball control offense, how important is every position going to be for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's like that in every game, though, it feels like, doesn't it? Nowadays, the possessions become important. You know, we played them 2 years ago in the Alamo Bowl. And so, they're, I mean, it's a Snyder coach football team. I mean, they're really, really gap conscious. They, in my estimation, they don't do a lot, but what they do very, very well. They've got, you know, a couple of defensive linemen that I think are you know, really quality guys. They got some guys in the back end. So they're a team that is going to also make – they're not going to give up. I think in the games we broke down, the longest run they've given up in the last month or so has been like 26 yards. So they're also a defense that controls – tries to control the game. So, you know, they're just kind of waiting for you to mess up. They're kind of waiting for you to get a false start or drop a pass or, you know, get a tackle for a loss or a sack and get you off schedule. So it's – puts a lot on our kids having some discipline and being able to, and on offense, being able to stay on the field. And like, we haven't really been a really good football team in on offensively on third down. And so I think this is a game that we've got to do a good job with converting third downs.
Go back to Olin, middle right.
Seems like every other game, Avery Genesee would be matched up against somebody as a projected first rounder or something. What kind of
welcome to the SEC yeah. West, huh?
what were your thoughts about the performance, or you know, that he's had this year?
I think he's had a solid year. He's played against some of the best, you know, guy. And he, you know, the cool thing is he gets to practice against maybe the best guy in the country every day. I think I've been happy with how Avery's played all year. He's kind of one of our leaders in the front. And that front five guys, which has been, you know, Jim's done a great job. You know, at times it's been kind of musical chairs up there, and you're playing guard one series, and next series you have to play tackle. Then you're on the left side and on the right side. And I think Avery's been one of the you know, solid parts of that offensive line on that left side. So this is going to be now their guys on the right, 75s on the right. So he's going to be matched up on whoever, you know, whoever Jim pulls out of the hat for that game to play on the right side.
Stay on the right side with Ben.
No, what have y'all been, you know, it seems like y'all have been recruiting well these last few weeks. You know, yes. what have y'all said that's resonated with recruits on the trail?
Well, I don't know. Coach Somers, his whole staff, and Texas A&M is a great sell. You know, I think they see the excitement that's here. I think they see we're a good football team and excited about the opportunity to come play and go to school at a university. So I'm giving you like the whole recruiting spiel right now, right? All right. You know, one of the top engineering schools in the country, one of the top business schools. And, you know, we got over 500,000 alumni out there, you know, the networking, right? No, I mean, it's. I think this is a great time to come be a part of this program.
Front left, Zach.
I know it's Coach Chavis's job to stop their offense, but when you look at being a student of offensive schemes and things, do you see any similarities between you guys and Kansas State, the way that the quarterback, especially the quarterback position?
No. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't watch their – I mean, all I remember is watching them is when we played them in the Alamo Bowl, and which they threw it a little bit more back then, I think, because they were – well, they were down a little bit at halftime, so they came out throwing it. But – it's exactly what I heard Coach Chavis talking. I mean, they do a great job. They try to control the ball. That quarterback's a dynamic runner. We're kind of a little bit different scheme-wise of what they do. They play with more tight ends than we do, and those type of things. But I don't see a whole lot of similarity.
See you in the back left, Chip.
Noel, sometimes during bowl games, coaching staffs like to add little wrinkles because you have extra time to prepare than you do during the season. Is that something that you've done in the past, of try to throw in a few wrinkles that maybe we haven't seen so far this season?
Yeah, I'm trying to throw in those wrinkles at work this time. That's the key. It's a bowl game, all right? It should be fun. It should be a reward to your players and to your program. You're getting to play a really good, program in Kansas State, and, and Coach Snyder, who is, won almost like 200 games or whatever. He's, very successful coach. So, and we get to play in the state of Texas. A lot of our kids are obviously from the state of Texas. And so, yeah, you're going to, maybe throw a couple of this and a little bit of that in there to have some fun.
Right side on the aisle, Olin.
And going back to that, you mentioned, I think, is Jordan Willis is the guy that's on the right side.
Yes.
Sometimes defensive coaches will move an end or, to different sides to get better matchups. I wonder if it's ever an option to move an offensive, like a tackle, from the right side or left side to the right side for the same matchups, especially when you have extra time in a bowl game.
I don't know. You have to ask Jim that. Usually your left tackle is your left tackle because they get used to setting the left. Everything is then like mirrored opposite if they move to the other side. But, no, because of injuries, I've had left guys go to right and right guys go to left. But I think he's – and we're very confident in the guys we got over on the right side. So, yeah, even if we were doing that, I couldn't tell you, right?
He won't talk to us.
He really won't, huh?
Right side, Ben.
What do you think, a ninth win for this program in a year where that's kind of been – that ninth win's been missed in the last few years. What do you think that win would mean for y'all this year and where this program's going?
The ninth win is obviously – sounds a heck of a lot better than eight, I think it's huge. I think it's big. I think it's I told our kids, to me, I always look at a bowl game as a jumping off spot for the next season. And so I think our kids have been working really hard to the last couple weeks. And I think they're very excited to go play in this football game. I think they're very excited to go play against in their home state against a quality opponent. So, yes, it would be a nice ninth win.
Jake.